Welcome to Twat Tech Radio, this is episode 92. I'm your host today, Living Dead. Today's topic today is DVD region encoding and how to circumvent it. But before I explain how to get past it, let me explain what it is first. DVD region encoding is a way for film studios to lock their DVDs so they can only be played on certain players in certain areas. So if you bought your DVD player in a country such as China or some place in Europe, you may not be able to play a DVD made in America or one that was designed to be played on American DVD players. Now, for most people living in America, it isn't such a big problem for them to unlock their DVD players, because they can get the most of the movies they want in the region for America, or in region-free format. Yes, the companies aren't all evil, they do have region-free formats. You can tell the region that the DVD is designed for by looking for a little globe on the back of the DVD case, usually. In this globe, there'll be a number corresponding with the region that that DVD is designed to be used with. If the number is a 0, then it means that it's not designed to be locked to any region, and there is no flag set for the region it's used for. This is a region-free DVD. If there's a 1, it means it's designed for Region 1, which is United States and Canada. Region 2 includes France, Greece, Turkey, Egypt, Arabia, Japan, and South Africa. Region 3 is Korea, Thailand, Vietnam, Borneo, and Indonesia. Region 4 is Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, the Caribbean, and South America. Region 5 is India, Africa, Russia, and all other former Soviet Union countries. Region 6 is the People's Republic of China. Region 7 is unused. Region 8 you probably won't find because this is designed to be used for cruise ships and airlines. And then Region 9 is either an expansion or for region free. This can be used with other features also. Another thing you need to realize, though, is that not all countries use the same format. In America, we use NTSC, while in most of the European countries, they use PAL. In order to play a PAL movie on an NTSC DVD player, you're probably going to have to rip it first and then convert it to NTSC or find a player that will play it. Most DVD players you buy for your TV probably won't play this, but if you're playing this on a computer, which is what this crack is for, then it will most likely be able to do it. Now that we know what the regions are, we have to see if our DVD-ROM is in fact set to only be used for certain regions. Many DVD-ROMs that have this function to be set as regions allow you to change your region up to 5 times. After these 5 times, you won't be able to change any more times and will be stuck on the last region you selected. So for instance, if you bought a DVD-ROM that wasn't set with any region yet, and you set it to 1 for United States, because that's where you live, and you started watching a movie on it. Then you come across some movie from Europe that you really want to see. So you change your region over to Region 2, or other region, for wherever you want to watch it. But then you want to go back and watch another movie from Region 1, so you go change it back. You've already used 2 of them. There is no way to go back unless you crack it, and I'm not sure if you can even do that after you've already used them all up. And while it isn't such a big deal for most Americans to select their DVD region, because most of the DVDs they'll be watching are only designed for Region 3 or Region 1, most people may not want to buy a DVD-ROM if you want to sell this, if it has already had regions selected, because then they cannot decide what region they want to use, or may feel that you're cheating them because there aren't a full number of regions to select. The easiest way to discover if your drive is in fact protected is to grab a little file called Drive Info. I'll have a tiny URL posted in the show notes where you can get it from. Just download this and run it, and it will tell you whether your drive has protection or not. If it doesn't have protection, you really don't need to listen to the rest of this because you won't have to crack it. But if it does have protection, then you should head over to rcp1.org, which is currently down at the time I'm recording this, but it will have many different kinds of DVD-RWs or other kinds of DVD-ROMs with new firmware that you can download and flash to your DVD-ROM so that you can use any region you want and not have to set it anytime you watch a movie. Just remember that with all flashing with third-party drivers, this probably will void your warranty and could possibly damage the drive if you do not know what you're doing or if the flash goes bad. This is only really designed for Windows, as I did not know any other ways to do it on OS X, Linux, or other forms of operating systems besides this, but I'm sure there are ways to get past it if you need to even. Last, if you don't want to have to worry about destroying your CD-ROM or DVD-ROM, then you can always use programs that are available, though they do cost money, to play the other region DVD. If you have any questions, you can get my email from the site and email me there. And don't forget to go to twattech.org and check out the other episodes there, or even host your own episode if you have an idea. We're always looking for more hosts or even backup episodes if you only want to do one episode. We'll be right back.